Have you heard of Elon Musk's new town? Well, if not, you should have a listen. I'm Charles Blaine, and this is Texas Tomorrow.
Are you worried about your kids' future? You should be. You're listening to Texas Tomorrow with Charles Blaine. Join Charles as he talks about the people and issues that are affecting you and your family at the local level of government.
The Wall Street Journal reported that Elon Musk is building a new town for his employees just outside of Austin. It's called Snailbrook, and it currently has some mobile home sites set up, a store, salon, pub, a community pool, and other amenities. And according to the reporting, he has up to 6,000 acres that he plans on developing. He wants to build and rent homes to his employees starting at $800 a month, which is far lower than the area's average rent of $1,400 a month. And if true, he's building a company town, or a new boom town even, something that Texas has seen done time and time again. A town with a steady supply of housing options for its workforce that it's bringing, and it operates as an enclosed ecosystem feeding off of each other. The area he's building in includes three of the fastest growing cities in the country, and it's within the Texas Triangle, which is a booming mega region that shows no signs of slowing in growth. The Texas Triangle is the area between Houston, Austin, and San Antonio, and Dallas and Fort Worth. And it's expected to grow to 40 million people by 2040. With much of that growth happening in and around the Austin area. So what Elon Musk is doing here is unique and exciting, but it's not exactly unheard of. Texas has a very long history of individuals using private wealth to build what have turned into some of the best boom towns in the state. So the Woodlands, for instance, just north of Houston, started off as 17,000 acres in the woods. When they originally developed it, the idea was to have a small bedroom community nestled in the woods. But what it has grown into today on its 50th anniversary is the state's 32nd largest city, home to more than 60,000 jobs, 100,000 population, and it's growing. And Clear Lake, south of Houston, did something similar, but was built to gear towards NASA engineers. So it started with 15,000 acres, and its population exploded after the build-out of the Johnson Space Center. This happens time and time again in Texas's unincorporated areas, or the areas within counties that are not within a city. Since counties don't have ordinance-making power or the ability to zone or much of the authority that's given to cities, these areas often develop much easier and faster, and developers love them because they're low regulations. Much of the success of the Woodlands is owed to the ability to build in this type of environment, and the residents prefer it that way as well. Not only is it rated as one of the best places to live, but just a few years ago, when voters were given the chance to incorporate into a formal city, they soundly rejected the idea. The reason was because with becoming a city came higher taxes, giving authority to a city council to set ordinances and other policies, and quite frankly, they would be fixing something that wasn't broken and that has been operating very well. Building in unincorporated areas allows market flexibility to respond to the demands much quicker than you can in a regular city. Rather than get caught up in municipal zoning laws or other municipal politics, those building in these areas can directly address needs faster. And that's often what we see in many of the unincorporated developments across the state. But that doesn't mean that there's nothing to be done as a citizen who lives there. Just because you're not in a city doesn't mean you don't need to remain engaged. Most of these areas still have special purpose districts or other entities that generally oversee the taxing of the jurisdiction as well as some local policies, even if they still don't have the full authority that many cities have. And that's why you need to pay attention, because not only can they do the exact opposite of what promotes opportunities in these areas, but they could also try to do things like slip in incorporation on the ballot. And we continue to see some of the issues that we do see in our bigger cities move out if we start to see them incorporate in the same way. Pension debt, crime, stricter regulatory systems, and just a general attitude of dismissiveness from local elected officials. We're going to see more and more people move into these areas to avoid that, and that's why they need to hold on to what has let them be so successful today. It's been happening for some time, and Harris County isn't the only place where that happens, but in Harris County, the population in the unincorporated area, for this very reason that we mentioned, is now exceeding that of the city of Houston. People have recognized that they don't like living under the auspices of municipal government and want to move into an area that allows them to pursue the life that they choose to have. So people are recognizing it and they're moving with their feet, but without paying attention to what's happening, they can easily allow those problems that they're running from to follow them.
So I hope you took something away from this. And if you did, make sure you tell a friend, a family member, share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you see fit. And make sure you tune in for next week's episode of Texas Tomorrow.